DR Power Equipment is the industry leader in field and brush mowers. Their full line of machines are designed to clear acres of tough weeds, woody brush, and saplings up to 3 inches thick, hour after hour, year after year. Just one mow, and you'll agree nothing stops at DR. Visit drpower.com to learn more and shop the sale today.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the award-winning MG4. The no-compromise electric hatchback with a 450-kilometre range. Recharge your soul.
You might have seen the survey carried out by Currys. Most people wash their bed sheets, it seems, every 2 weeks. A quarter only do it once a month. 4% of people, even less often than that. Who are these awful, awful people? Cathal O'Sullivan from Today FM is with me now. Cathal, how long has it been since you've cleaned your bed sheets?
Well, I spoke to you not so long ago when I moved out of home. And I moved out, I'd say, a little over a month ago now, and they have
They're still on the sheets. They're still on the bed.
They're still the same ones I put on then. I think they're going to get a change this weekend.
Okay. Yeah, prompted by what? Is that your own decision, or has your mother said, Cathal, you haven't brought home any bed sheets?
I was home at the weekend, and as I left, she said, bring home their bed sheets.
Now look at that. If she hadn't said that, Cathal,
probably.
Do they rust? Are they snap? Have they kind of gone crisp? Are they rustling when you move
in
the bed?
So. See, I didn't really notice the difference. I was up and down to Port Leash, and I was kind of like, oh yeah, I'm just busy, like, so I wasn't taking the time to take them off.
And I understand there's ketchup stains on the bed sheets at this stage. Well, somebody told me.
That was at home. I woke up after a night out there not so long ago.
And you didn't change them?
Well, they're at home, so they're probably changed since.
Oh, so you just expect your mother to find the ketchup stains?
Well, I'm sure she's seen them.
So, Leslie Shoemaker is with me as well, the counselling psychologist and lecturer in TU Dublin. Leslie, how appalled are you on a scale of 1 to 10 that Cathal is rustling around in cardboard-like bed sheets?
I can't say because I'm looking at him. Just such a lovely young man here.
I know, you wouldn't know a sociopath beneath it all.
What can we say? But your mother needs to stop doing your laundry.
Yeah. Is that the thing actually that you find most egregious there, is that he's bringing home the laundry still?
Yeah, I have to say it's the latter. It's, Mom, please stop doing the laundry. You're not doing your
son. She's listening. Good,
because she's not, Mom, you're not doing him any favours. The problem is, and the research is telling us this, helicopter parents, those well-intended, I want my kid to do well, I want to give them everything I didn't have. You're disabling your children. They don't have life skills. I mean, there was a study that came out a couple months ago that had me horrified, but also laughing. How many kids couldn't read the laundry labels in their clothes and understand what the symbols meant? Now, in all fairness, I didn't know what some of the symbols meant either. But I mean, I know how to do my laundry.
Yeah, well, I know. That's the thing. I do know how to do it.
Yeah, you do. Yeah. You put it all into a bag and you bring it home to your leash.
Yeah, but
and then you go to sleep and before you go back to Dublin on Sunday
evening,
it's all there.
I started cooking for myself now, so I'm like, I'm taking it month by month. The next step is getting into the laundry. But I'll admit, I actually did a little test before I came in here.
Oh, right, okay.
Of the washing symbols, and I got 8 out of 20.
Oh, right. So, well, so what did you get wrong? I appreciate this as visual. So yeah. Describe one there that you've gotten wrong.
There's just a circle, just a complete circle. Like, I wouldn't know what that means.
Yeah, I have to say, I don't know what that means either. It's like a little porthole or something.
Dry clean. And then if there's a circle with a square.
So dry clean only, that means.
Yeah, that's dry clean only. And a circle with a square around it is tumble dry.
Okay.
Which I hadn't a clue about. Also, like, just a square with a line through it, kind of a curved line, is lime dry. So obviously, like, not drying, I suppose, on heat, like what tumble dry. And there's different things. Like, obviously,
You can horse anything into the tumble dryer.
Yeah, but also,
made of wool.
Like, people are saying, like, I think it's 52% of people say they overload their washing, which I think I would probably end up not doing.
I don't get that. Yeah. I don't get the whole overload. I think that's bogus. The electricity companies, I think, came up with this. This is a conspiracy theory, right? So people will turn on their washing machine more. It doesn't make sense, overload it.
But they do with the dishwasher
everything
too.
In.
No,
you can mount things up. You can pile things on top of each other in the dishwasher.
That's my case.
I'll tell you what, my big bugbear with the dishwasher, I'm on one now, is you do not have to rinse anything off plates.
No,
just
hot
fire everything in with everything on it.
That's what it's there for.
Yeah, exactly.
I have a half dishwasher. My friend calls it the Barbie dishwasher.
Oh, right.
So unfortunately, I do have to rinse because it's just a wee little thing.
But if I was doing my own washing, I'd be like putting an underload. So so there wouldn't be enough. So economically,
yeah, like
you do a half load. Then there's a button for it.
Is there a button for half load? We'll have to figure out that symbol.
Someone says if you overload the washing machine, the clothes don't get washed properly. Some clothes will practically come out dry. Yeah, but if they're in the vicinity of cleaner clothes, I kind of they're clean by association. Yeah, that's absolutely. My theory. Sure, if his mom is doing his washing, let her. I'd love if someone did my washing. So let's see. There's support for it here.
Shout out Jacinta.
Why not?
Because it's really interesting. So post-COVID, we know anxiety rates and depression rates in young people are really rising. And they've been doing some more research to look at why, what's really causing this. And again, sorry, helicopter parents, we're bringing it back to them because kids aren't learning life skills around money, around work. Like I was talking to friends of mine last night, and I'm not going to say where they work, but they hire in a lot of college kids. And they come in, the college kid comes in, and they say, hey, this is your job. And my friend was saying to me, the amount of times the kid says, but why would I be doing that? And she's like, because that's what we're paying you to do.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah. So kids aren't taking, you know, those little shop jobs at the weekend, things like that. These are all life skills that they have to learn. But because mom and dad, in your case, mom, is doing them.
Now, bear in mind, I'm working, I'm paying my own rent, I'm doing all that, and it's just a little thing.
Have you turned on the washing machine yet in your new apartment?
No, I haven't. I haven't gone near it. It's only been a month, though.
A month? Ah, Cahill, come on now.
But these people who are like, I change it once, or I change my bedclothes once a week, they are people who wear fake tan. Essentially, people.
Well, I'm in an apartment. I'm just thinking, God, I'd have sheets hanging everywhere all the time if I did it once a week.
Once a week.
Yeah, once a week is too. I think I went a whole academic year, you know, without washing my bed sheets.
See, he's not so different from me.
Yeah, at the end of it, I was able to fold them up and put them in a binder. They were so crisp. Yeah,
we had the same.
God help your housemate.
I don't think any of us did. I'd say the bed sheets that went on those houses in college in October came off in May. All of them on every bed. Is there any push at home, Cahill, for you to start doing this? As your mother started to kind of suggest, you know,
yeah,
maybe
no,
next weekend,
I started doing my own bits, like my own cooking and stuff like that. So I will get there. And like, I don't know, it's kind of a little bit of a scary thing. I was looking at the washing machine in my apartment. I'm like,
I was 12.
Yeah, but
doing
it's not
my
the
own
same
laundry.
As the one. I know I have to do the one at home. I'm so fine with that. But it's the new washing machine. I'm like, I don't want to.
Would you iron clothes yourself?
No, like I took a picture of myself today and I was like, geez, those jean shorts could have done with an iron.
Anything below the waist is self-ironing.
Yeah, no, I'd iron a shirt, like if I was going somewhere nice. But like I woke up this morning, threw these on, they were not ironed. Like, well, actually, the t-shirt probably was last Sunday when I brought it home from Portleash.
I know, the trick is to wear linen. Linen's always wrinkled.
The trick is just to get you in your mom.
Yeah.
I know.
That is the trick. So how expansive has the cooking become?
Oh, brilliant. Yeah, I'm looking. Well, actually, I say that again. She sent me home on Tuesday up with a lasagna for myself for the week. But I think that's all about her. She loves me and I love her. And like,
I'm all for it, but she's supposed to teach you life skills.
I'm a great cook. I'm well able to cook. And I did last night. So I'm like, there's wins here. But I think
that's what the slow cooker's for.
Yeah, but it comes to things like washing your clothes and stuff like that. I think there are more and more people like me out there. And they're probably, I don't know, maybe this is, I suppose, being stereotypical, they probably are male. And my age and 25, because I suppose we are doing a lot less washing in some sense. Like, people, lads wearing maybe a pair of jeans two or three times a week. Whereas I think sometimes a girl might wash her clothes more often.
Well, sorry, denim is kind of self-cleaning though.
Yeah,
joking aside, isn't
I'm
it?
With you.
Yeah,
I'm
absolutely.
With you.
I think you can, like, that can go. You'd put out a pair of denims in the back of the press, and I like. They could have been thrown in there having been worn about 10 or 15 times and you put them back on. Sorry now, but jeans only need to be washed twice a year. Yes, that's
okay, I'm all here for it. I have a text
Kieran,
from Jacinta.
You're seriously disgusting your poor wife. What's your mother say?
She said, Jacinta is listening, don't worry.
Oh.
So now, Leslie, she's on the ball. She's no more washing.
Somebody,
well, I'll accept lasagnas.
Marie in Galway says, this is why people throw out Penny's clothes so often. They don't care and wash them properly. Read the label. People, even Penny's clothes will last if you treat them right. And that's from Anne-Marie, rather, in Galway. Leslie, this is a kind of, it always struck me as, you know, when I would have lived in college with people from overseas who were stuck there for a time, they found it a real Irish thing because And it's a phenomenon, I think, of living in maybe a small country. We all go home from college at the weekends. So it's not as busy. Whereas, like, you know, in the UK even, which isn't that much bigger, but still people kind of tend to go off to college and they're there until the end of the semester of the term. You kind of have to wash your own clothes.
I disagree. We'll see again. I'm from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. I went home lots of weekends. Brought my laundry, but I did my laundry. My mother would not touch my laundry. She was working. She was a lawyer. She had things to do. But
so she wasn't working 24/7. Like, she could have done your laundry.
Ah, no.
That's poor
form. Help the gal out.
But my sister, she lived at home. So University of Pittsburgh, 50% of the student population were from Pittsburgh and they didn't commute and things like that. So I think it just depends where, you know, what country you're from, what the culture is, that kind of thing. But in America, it wouldn't be uncommon to head home loads. My niece was just down the road first year.
But not bring clothes home or bring them?
Oh, I think my sister did my niece's laundry now that I'm thinking about it. I do recall
having worries
with her.
So it's not an Irish mammy thing. It's just a mammy thing.
It's a mammy thing.
Yeah, well, look, I'll say here, I'm going to make an attempt at it. I'll make a stab at the old washing machine from this weekend.
You reminded me of the first time I went to Italy and I had booked an Airbnb that had a washing machine. I remember Googling the instructions in English and watching a YouTube video because it was an old machine going, I'm doing my laundry if it kills me.
Carl should be mortified to somebody. I've got an 18-year-old and a 16-year-old. They do all their own washing. Kieran, my in-laws pre-wash all the dishes to within an inch of them being clean before putting them in the dishwasher. They say the dishwasher will last longer that way and it doesn't clog things up and it drives me scatty. I'm telling you, it's one of the great lies in this, like up there with peel and reseal on the corner of those packets of ham. That's another great lie. One of the world's great. They don't reseal.
They don't reseal.
They never reseal.
Never.
It drives me absolutely mad. I don't know how they get away with it. Anyway, you don't need to fire in plates and everything with food all over
and
them.
Fill the washing machine.
Absolutely fill the washing machine. Has Cottle actually someone wondering about how did ketchup get? You weren't eating in the bed, were you?
I know, this was after the All-Ireland, so like...
No, it doesn't matter. Eating in the bed,
no.
That is appalling.
Crumbs.
Yeah.
Look, they're probably changed now.
I used to work with someone and she'd have a chicken fillet roll in the bed after work. She'd fall asleep and wake up and finish it.
Oh, Jesus. Oh.
Yeah, imagine that. Isn't that awful?
It wouldn't be about that now.
She's listening. I know she's listening.
She knows who she is.
T-shirts, socks and boxers need washing every week. The heavy stuff like jeans and jumpers, maybe every 2 weeks. I try to wash my jeans as little as possible as it's generally not advised. However, my washing has its sanitizing setting, which is brilliant. It kills the germs without getting the clothes wet. There's an interesting one.
My one actually in Blackrock has that as well. I don't have a clue
if it does. Oh, let's just get out there. Oh, God, my OCD clients are listening and they're going, oh.
Sanitizing setting.
I'm like, no, germs are not a problem. They're our friends. They're everywhere. So
I have three kids and they were putting clothes in the wash purely because I would then take care of them. So when the youngest twins turned 13, I took all three downstairs, taught them to do their own washing 5 years later, and I've never done any washing for them since. We also all take turns cooking dinner.
Oh, that's really nice.
Yeah, it's a fictional message. I don't believe a word of it.
Yeah, that was made up.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't be telling my mum that.
No, I confess my dad was a great cook, so he did do all the cooking up until I went to college.
Yeah, I can't cast cistercians, as they say, at anybody because I was like that. I brought home my washing every week in college and I went home with everything from lasagnas to my mother would make soup and put them in like little bags, little plastic zipper, and then freeze them so they'd freeze in the bag and everything. Just ideal.
Like,
I would get to Thursday without having to eat anything, cook or do anything myself.
I know I had a meal plan at college, so I used to just rock up to the...
I'm 4 years out of college.
Yeah, so. And you're still getting it. Yeah, okay.
Time's ticking.
You're right. You are worse. Carl O'Sullivan from Today FM, Leslie Shoemaker, the counselling psychologist and lecturer in TU Dublin. Thank you both very much.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the award-winning MG4. The no-compromise electric hatchback with a 450-kilometer range. Recharge your soul.
For almost 40 years, DR Power Equipment has been the go-to for homeowners who want professional-level outdoor power equipment. Whether you're managing acres of overgrown fields or just want to have the best lawn on the block, DR Power has everything you need to conquer your piece of the outdoors. Visit drpower.com today to learn more and shop the sale.